pray before we read God's word. Send your spirit among us, O God, as we meditate on the sacrifices of Jesus Christ. Prepare our minds to hear your word. Move our hearts to accept what we hear. Purify our will to obey in joy and faith. This we pray through Christ our Savior. Amen. Our scripture this evening comes from Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 15. Hear now the word of the Lord from the book that we love. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Thanks be to God for this reading of his holy word. Let me pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Our scripture this evening comes from the Gospel of Mark. And if you've read the four different Gospels, especially if you've read them repeatedly, you might pick up on some different patterns. Like, they have different styles to them. And the author of Mark is by far the most concise of all the others. And maybe you heard that in our scripture reading this evening. But if Mark, the writer of Mark, was a journalist today, I'm convinced that he would be writing for the Associated Press, you know, the headlines and the bullets of news, as opposed to writing for the New Yorker, where he's writing pages and pages for one article. So what I'd like to do tonight is kind of something a little extraordinary, and I would like for us to imagine ourselves in the scripture, filling in the blanks between the sentences that Mark gives us. He just gives us facts. And we just covered 2 months' time in, you know, however many verses. So I'd like for us to imagine. Here I have a journal entry from someone who was baptized at the Jordan the same day that Jesus was. So let's imagine that we are this person and place ourselves in the story and listen to what the Lord is going to reveal to us through this preaching of his word. The first entry I'll read today is this. Wednesday the 1st. I did it. Today was the day. Today I went down to the Jordan River where John was baptizing. I had heard from others that he would be here today. There were so many people present that when it was finally my time, I ended up entering the water, confessing my sins, repenting of them, and then John immersed me in the waters of the Jordan. I have ever been forgiven for all of my sins, and I can't tell you, but I feel so clean. I stayed at the edge of the river, basking in the sun as I rejoiced in the freedom that I felt. And I noticed, I thought it was a little bit odd, that despite the fact that all of us gathered there who were baptized had spent time and focus recounting on so many of our sins, the atmosphere of those gathered was joyous. Then you would not believe what happened. John had just baptized someone who he seemed to know. I think maybe it was his cousin. And as this man, who I later learned his name was Jesus, was brought out from the water, the sky began to tear open. From out of the opening came this thing like a dove. There just aren't words to describe it. It was like the plea from Isaiah was coming true. Remember, Isaiah said, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down." The Spirit was poured out from on high today. Thanks be to God. But the fulfilled prophecies did not end there. Next, a voice was heard saying, "You my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased. It must have been what God sounded like to Moses when he was on Mount Sinai. My mind was completely blown. The only people who had ever been called God's Son before were Israel and the king who was Israel's leader. Does this mean that that man, that Jesus, is the promised king of Israel out of the line of King David? I had so many questions, and you know that I'm not shy about asking. So as soon as this started, I leapt to my feet and made my way towards Jesus. Regardless of the crowds, I was going to get close, and I was going to get answers. Despite my quick feet and bobbing and weaving to get through the crowd, by the time I got to where Jesus was to get out of the water, he was gone. Poof. Just gone. I was able to talk with many in the crowd to make sure that I wasn't crazy and that I hadn't been dreaming. They too saw the sky rip open, and they too heard the voice from above. But no one knew where that Jesus had gone. I will have to keep an eye out for him. There's something special about him. The next entry I'll read is from Tuesday the 13th. It has been almost 2 weeks since my baptism in the Jordan. There have still been no sightings of Jesus. I even made excuses to visit family and friends in other villages around the city, so that I could see if they had heard anything, but nothing. Monday the 11th. Poof! That Jesus guy just appeared again here in the Galilee. Once he had been gone so long, I should have realized that he would be gone for 40 days. After all, God really likes that number 40. It was 40 years that my people wandered in the desert looking for the promised land. It was 40 days and nights that Moses stayed on Mount Sinai with God. Even Elijah followed for 40 days and nights to get to Mount Horeb. Could it be that Jesus is the new Moses? The new Elijah? I have had all of this time, these 40 days, to anticipate learning about Jesus. John, that smelly, rugged man who baptized me, said something I haven't quite figured out. He said, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." I want to know more about this man. Tomorrow I will follow the crowds to go and hear from him. I have this funny feeling that my life will never be the same if I do. Brothers and sisters, we are now most of the way through Lent. We have spent our time, as we have gathered on Wednesday and on Sundays, anticipating Christ's resurrection, but also preparing ourselves to remember his death. And my prayer would be that we would be much like this witness, that we would spend the next 8 days that we have before we remember Christ's crucifixion, that we could spend it focused on Jesus, contemplating, who is he? What does his presence and sacrifice mean to me today? Lord, I pray that it would be so. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We come now to the time in our service where we pray for one another and those in our society. And we will have a silent time of prayer in the middle. So just stick with me, pray with me, and then at that time you can lift up what's on your heart this evening to the Lord. Let's pray. O Jesus, who wept over the death of Lazarus, be with all who grieve. O Jesus, who wept over the state of Jerusalem, be with our cities, our villages, and our centers of worship. O Jesus, who wept alone in Gethsemane, be with all who feel alone, all who face difficult decisions. O Jesus, who cried, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" Be with all who are tortured, all who are victims. Oh, Jesus, who offered up prayers with loud cries and tears, hear our silent prayers that we lay before you now. Oh, Jesus, who wept in sympathy and frustration, a living God who knows all of our pain and joy, be with us in our lives.